morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. A teacher related this story. A young woman whose husband had died many years before, leaving her alone with her precious little boy. One day this child became extremely ill, and it appeared that he too would pass away. The mother pleaded in prayer for the boy's healing, and when about to close her prayer with the familiar words, "Not my will, but thine be done," she found herself exclaiming instead, "Lord, I can't say that. I want my little boy. I won't give him up." God listened to her pleadings, and her son was spared. However, she lived to see him become an outlaw, and finally he was sentenced to the execution chamber. Her son broke her heart with his wicked life, and she often regretted the day she refused to say, "Not my will, but thine be done."
In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Come through the waters, up through the flood, come through the fire, but through the blood. Come through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Away from the mire and away from the clay, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Come through the waters, come through the flood, come through the fire, but all through the blood. Come through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.
And now the sacred scriptures. We're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox, and from St. Luke's account, chapter 1. We now have Mary's response to the angel's announcement that she was to bear a son and that his name was to be Jesus. But Mary said to the angel, "How can that be, since I have no knowledge of man?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon thee, and the power of the Most High will overshadow thee. Thus that holy thing which is to be born of thee shall be known for the Son of God. See moreover how it fares with thy cousin Elizabeth. She is old, and yet she too has conceived a son. She who was reproached with barrenness is now in her sixth month, to prove that nothing can be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be unto me according to thy word." And with that, the angel left her. May we ever be able to say with Mary, "Be it unto me according to thy word." Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. This with all my heart I say.